Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. I think it would be fair to say that from its very inception, the Aam Aadmi Party was a somewhat unusual party, born in agitation, approaching life in a certain manner. It was always unusual, and now you have to really start questioning whether that unusual is going to another extreme. You know, some would call it bizarre, some would say it's taking a stronger and stronger position than various lines. It's certainly no stranger to controversy. And those controversies have only become more and more in the last few days and weeks. And that has led some people to say that the Aam Aadmi Party is now actually imploding. Aam Aadmi Party sympathizers, on the other hand, will say that this is just some sort of a concerted vendetta against the party in places like Delhi, and that it is a party with a difference, and which is why it is continuing to be so much in the headlines. So which is it? Is there a party with a genuine difference and that's being highlighted more and more? Or has the Aam Aadmi Party now just become a little bizarre and is actually imploding? So a range of people to help us take us through all aspects of that. Raghav Chadda, of course, is joining us, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, joining us from Mumbai. We have GVL Narasimha Rao, spokesperson of the BJP out here. Central government and the Delhi government, of course, have been in a state of open warfare now for a reasonably prolonged period of time. Kamal Mitra Chinoy is former Aam Aadmi Party member, but is still very sympathetic to the party and what it stands for. Sanmishra Mukherjee, spokesperson of the Congress Party. Aarti Jayarat, senior journalist, and of course is Shekhar Gupta, who's also joining us. And we're about to be joined by Mayank Gandhi, who's also been a member of the Aam Aadmi Party. Raghav Chadda, why don't I start off with you before I get everyone else in. You heard the basic thesis that I started with, a party with a difference, now becoming a party that is bordering on the bizarre, and a very real sense that the party may well be imploding. If you're seeing the constant drama that is happening, not just in Delhi, but now in Punjab, wherever the Aam Aadmi Party seems to go, it seems to be surrounded with controversy. And one has to wonder whether that's really, whether it is seen as a party that can actually govern.
We certainly acknowledge that there are a number of challenges before us, and we are battling on multiple fronts, but that does not mean that the Aam Aadmi Party is imploding, in any sense of the word. This is a season of election. Aam Aadmi Party is a formidable challenger when it comes to the electoral politics in Punjab, Goa, and now in Gujarat. And certainly it is the season of stings, where you will see fabricated stings, you will see ink attacks on Arvind Kejriwal and senior leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party, you will see our former colleagues leveling baseless allegations, and that's the flavor of the month. That will happen. We saw that in Delhi 2013 elections. We saw that in Delhi 2015 elections, and look at the mandate.
Let's now not even go into what the allegations are. And I'm going to come back and we're going to discuss the allegations at some length. Let's just look at the stuff, for example, that's established. Let's just take Punjab, new state you're moving into. You can say, okay, we are in Delhi. I'm going to come to Delhi. I'm going to come to the fact that 13 of your MLAs have actually been arrested, and whether that's justified, whether that's vendetta is a separate point. Let's just look at Punjab. 3rd of July, you're having Arvind Kejriwal and Ashish Khaitan, after you have a manifesto that is published where there's a broom together with the Harmandir Sahib, you're having to apologize. 3 days after that, Ashish Khaitan is comparing the Aam Aadmi Party's manifesto to the Guru Granth Sahib, you're having to apologize for that. 21st of July, you're having the Aam Aadmi Party's Bhagwant Mann live streaming a video on Facebook, potentially becoming a security risk, you're having to apologize from that. That's one set of things where you actually had to come out and apologize. So let's forget about what anybody else is saying. And if you go on looking at it, date after date, you're having, Suchcha Singh Chotewal accusing the party's Delhi leadership of selling tickets. You're having other people accusing other members of the Aam Aadmi Party of taking sexual favors in exchange of tickets. There's CD scams that are taking place, rape charges, Devendra Singh Sehrawat. A lot of this is within the Aam Aadmi Party. This is not your opponent saying it. The apologies have come from you. These charges are coming from within the Aam Aadmi Party.
Number one, as far as Mr. Khaitan and Mr. Bhagwant Mann are concerned, there were certain minor lapses or small acts of indiscretion for which they have apologized. And I think the people of India and, you know, the public at large have forgiven them. It was small acts of indiscretion. As far as the larger question of propriety and transparency and probity in public life is concerned, Aam Aadmi Party has laid down certain standards. I am proud that I come from a party that sagged its state convener of Punjab. Punjab is a crucial state for us as far as our electoral politics is concerned, and we sacked our state convener months before the elections because an act of corruption was brought to light.
You've been doing a lot of sacking. 4th of April 2015, Professor Manjeet Singh sacked for indiscipline. 21st of April 2015, you sacked Dharambir Gandhi. Well, you removed him as a head of the parliamentary party. You sacked your head of the disciplinary committee. Daljit Singh was suspended. 18th of July 2015, Dharambir Gandhi and Harjit Singh Khalsa were suspended on the 29th of August 2015. Sucha Singh Chotepur removed as convener on the 26th of August 2016. Then Devendra Kumar Savrawat. Then we come to Vijay Chauhan. It's a pattern which seems to be continuing. So either you're not exercising due diligence when you're putting people into positions of power. You shouldn't be having to sack these many people in less than a year.
Fact is that we have shown zero tolerance towards corruption, criminality, etc. On the other hand, you have other political parties where leaders have been accused, convicted of various acts of corruption and impropriety, but they flourish within the party. Look at Yeddurappa ji of the Bharatiya Janata Party, who has been awarded as a national vice president of the BJP after being indicted by a number of courts. And look at other examples like Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who is facing serious allegations in Vyapam case, but he is flourishing in the Bharatiya Janata Party. That is not the case. Sorry, that is not the case when it comes to Aam Aadmi Party.
Whether it's imploding or exploding is for the commentariat to decide. I leave it to the journalists. But certainly they are sexploding. In every state you see, there are charges, there are not just allegations, there is evidence. And if anything, Kejriwal has set new standards in shamelessness. You have a video of a minister in a sexual act, which is in the possession of the entire media. And then, just let me complete. And the lady goes to the police station and makes a complaint. And they think they have done a great thing by sacking him. And tell me, was Jitendra Singh...
GBL, you are talking about the sex tape, but... Having said that, as Ashutosh said, and then, oh, I forgot that. There was another scandal right now when Ashutosh came out and said, you know, he wrote something, things on a blog, which also went off. But his point about it being, why are you looking at the private lives of a politician, even if there is a sex tape or not a sex tape?
No, it's not private lives. You see, Ashutosh's views are the Aam Aadmi Party views. He says, I want your audience to know, because this is on your website. I would like everyone to please go and read Ashutosh's blog on this. What does he say? How does he picturize women? He objectifies women. And he says women are girls who do not have sex before marriage. They are actually left behind in social race. He wants to create a castigate.
Please,
he wants
quickly,
to castigate women.
Okay, we'll
he calls a virgin. A virgin is
seconds.
Not a subject
I won't take
of envy.
Seconds.
She is neither hot, nor cool, nor unwanted and undesired.
Okay.
Is
yeah.
this the
Judge,
way you
Raghav,
objectify
yeah.
women?
Raghav,
yeah,
Raghav.
Just take
is this the kind
seconds.
Of
Raghav,
women you want to invite
stops,
to your party?
Raghav, okay, now let me get Raghav in. Raghav.
Yeah, I certainly acknowledge that our minister indulged in a certain activity. That video was brought to our notice. Within 30 seconds, the chief minister sacked that minister. That's one. Number two, on the other hand, you have a minister who had a minister in Mr. Modi's cabinet called Nihal Chand. He was a rape accused when Mr. Modi handpicked him to induct him into his council of ministers.
This is the Bharatiya Janata Party's standards when it comes to probity and propriety.
Get your facts right.
This is
the
standard.
Of
this
right.
is what I'm trying
the
to
police,
expose.
The Rajasthan
on one
police
hand, you
under
have
the Congress
the
government investigated
of the
matter.
And the Congress on
and
the other hand,
not,
you have
they did not
party,
find him guilty. There is no charge against him.
Okay, fine. Can I get the others in? So first, okay. No, come with the channel. Let me ask you. You've been a great, supporter. You've thought that the Aam Aadmi Party has been on the right track.
Look, it needs course correction. Yes. But I want to make some things very clear. Why is it that there are so many people charged with criminal cases in Delhi? Out of 67 MLAs, 13 have charges against them. When has it happened? Number two, Aam Aadmi Party's real grouse is that because of Article 239AA, it has virtually no powers. And that is why the Union Government's Delhi Police can do virtually anything it wants with it.
what is the situation in Delhi has been the situation in Delhi for decades.
No.
The Aam Aadmi Party, when at the time of the Anna Hazare movement, there was a massive campaign that you and others were saying that look at what Sheila Dixit, why can't she do this, why can't she crack down on this, why can't she crack down on that. She had exactly the same powers that the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi does today.
No.
Why is it that what miraculous powers did she have which you don't have today?
You are excluding a major political factor. That when she was the Delhi CM, the UPA was in government at the center.
But Sheila Dixit was in power during a time when the NDA was also in power.
Yes, but she had some...
And she somehow governed the state.
But number one, what did she do? Did she give 2,000 liters of free water to the poor?
No, she ran the city.
No, no. Did she subsidize the poor? Aam Aadmi Party subsidized the poor. Why aren't you taking up social issues?
It's very easy to keep finding excuses.
No, no, but why are we not looking at the central government? Is it true or not
because
that
the Delhi government, you should look at the Delhi government, not keep blaming the central government. No, I'm talking about national issues.
I think if any of these charges filed against MLAs were found to be unsubstantiated by the court, all these were presented in the court. And court found merit in arresting all the cases. Otherwise, court could have easily.
Some of them were let off. Manoj Kumar was let off. Okay, Sharmisha, before I come to you, Raghav.
Mr. Pawan Sharma, the latest, the new MLA who has been arrested and who has been sentenced to 18 months jail because of a case against him causing death by negligence in his factory. Now, this case was registered on 5th August 2009. So, these people are talking about doing background checks. These people are talking about doing scrutiny. So, a case which was filed against a person in 2009, why was he given a candidature? Why was he given a ticket?
So, this Raghav, I mean, look, I think, and I'm going to come to the rest of them. So, look, this is really the debate that has been going on now around this entire thing. That, look, Aam Aadmi Party trying to make a difference. It is being victimized and there's a campaign of vendetta that is going around against it. It is not being allowed to function. That's one view. Another view is that, well, maybe there's some vendetta and maybe you're being victimized, but you're also making a bit of a tamasha over the whole thing and exaggerating it. So, I mean, yes, we will flash, Raghav, as we are talking. I'm going to actually run through the list of it. It is actually reasonably bizarre that out of 66 or 67 MLAs that you've got, I mean, something like 13 MLAs in Delhi, that's what, if my maths is right, about 18% or 19% of the MLAs in Delhi have been arrested. It's actually quite strange. And for various charges, Sharad Chauhan abetting suicide, Naresh Yadav for desecrating the Quran, Amanatullah Khan for intimidating a woman with rape and murder, Somnath Bharti arrested after, you know, his wife filed a case against him. Dinesh Mohania, charges of molestation, sexual harassment. Jitendra Tomar, of course, fake law degree. Prakash Jharwal, charges of molesting a woman. Surinder Singh, casteist remarks. Manoj Kumar, case of rioting. Mahendra Yadav, charges of assaulting a public servant. Jagdeep Singh, charges of assault. Sandeep Kumar, charges of rape. And of course, Pawan Sharma, you were just talking about. Many of these are serious charges. Now, you're saying all of this is just a campaign of vendetta by the central government against 13 MLAs. Because if that's the case, that's also serious, that a government has been deliberately harassed in this manner.
Out of 13, in 10 cases, the courts have either said that the charges are politically motivated, the police is being used as a political tool, there is no evidence to go against this MLA, etc., etc., and these cases have been made up on frivolous grounds. These are the courts, the judiciary that has said this, not spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party or sympathizers of the Aam Aadmi Party. It was widely reported in every newspaper, including Somnath's case. Now, the fact is that in Delhi, there is a very absurd situation. The Prime Minister's office calls up the bureaucrats of the Delhi government and says that if you cooperate and work with the ministers of the government of Delhi, then we will fix you in cases. Can you please ask him to calm down?
And you can go. Okay,
I mean, you get spokespersons who can hold their horses.
Let him give the evidence. No.
Now the Prime Minister's office is calling up bureaucrats and asking them not to cooperate with the ministers, and otherwise, if they do so, then they will be fixed in acts of corruption, etc., and false cases will be lodged against them. That's point number one. Point number two. are more than 13 MLAs of the Aam Aadmi Party have been arrested, and courts have recused them. They have said that there is nothing wrong that they have done, and these are politically motivated cases. Number three, 14 legislations have been passed by the Legislative Assembly of Delhi. Not a single legislation has been cleared by the Ministry of Home Affairs, which is run by the Bharatiya Janata Party government. Number four, the Chief Minister is asked that for every appointment, even the appointment of your stenographer, your clerk, your chaparasi, you have to go through the Lieutenant Governor. And if the Lieutenant Governor approves the appointment of your clerk and your stenographer, it is only then that you can work with them. The LG is scrutinizing every file, and virtually all administrative and executive powers now rest with the LG. So basically, the parliamentary democracy system of India has been upside down. Now my point is,
issues in Delhi between the Lieutenant Governor, the Chief Minister, till we are all sick of it, so I'm going to actually move a bit beyond it to more wider party issues. But please respond, then I'm going to come to them.
I think they've been making all sorts of wild allegations without an iota of evidence. Anyone, their own MLA is writing a letter, Sharawat writing a letter to Kejriwal, saying sexual favors are being sought by our leaders. He named Sanjay Singh, he named
Kejriwal says give me proof.
And he can defamation go on making cases any kind of allegations against the Prime Minister, Home Minister, without an iota of truth, iota of proof. This is not done. You can't set new standards.
Because Sarawat did not write that. Sarawat said that he'd heard that there were untoward activities in Punjab. Listen, I campaigned for Sarawat.
And defamation cases have been filed against.
I'm questioning your interpretation of this letter.
No, I'm saying he wrote
a letter. He only mentioned Punjab, and that is why Sarawat is now in Punjab, and why this is why even Kejriwal is in Punjab.
Okay, fine. Now, Sir Mishra, and then I'm going to come to the
what exactly is happening in this studio? You know, because of this, the fight between the central government and the state government, the people of Delhi are being held hostage.
Aarti and Shekhar, let me get you in. Aarti, you have in the past been reasonably, you know, you felt that what the Aam Aadmi Party is doing is on the right track. Are you by now somewhat bemused at what's happening?
Vikram, I find this whole thing of the BJP and the Congress and pointing fingers at the Aam Aadmi Party and the Aam Aadmi Party pointing fingers back at these, it's just so funny because really, you know, I mean, the BJP itself has so many scandals in its cupboard, as does the Congress. And now the Aam Aadmi Party has just become like any other party. It's joined them in having scandals in their cupboard as well. And to that extent, you know, I feel what has really happened is that Arvind Kejriwal has somehow lost focus of what he came in for. It was not just a question of being a party with a difference and being, you know, corruption free and so on. He also promised to deliver a different kind of government. And in the beginning, I think he did try with his Mohalla clinics, and they tried to do some stuff on education and, you know, the sort of free water and, you know, sort of subsidized electricity. But in the last 6 to 8 months, he's now got so involved in fighting elections in Punjab and Goa and Gujarat now, that he seems to have lost sight of the fact that he has a government to run in Delhi. Look at what's happening. He has shifted lock, stock and barrel to Punjab and is going to be there for the next 6 months. His number two man, Manish Sisodia, and his number three minister, Satendra Jain, have been put in charge of Goa. So they're going to now have half their minds on fighting the elections in Goa. His number four man, Kapil Mishra, has been put in charge of Gujarat. So he's going to have half his mind focused on Gujarat. Who's going to run Delhi? Tell me.
Shekhar, the Lieutenant Governor. That is a point that has been repeatedly made, because it's one thing, and I think that's one of the key issues that the Aam Aadmi Party now has to deal with. So let's move a little bit away from the fighting which has been, you know, there between the Aam Aadmi, between BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party. On the question of governance, because at the end of the day, that's the proof of the pudding is in the eating. This is going to be an issue, and you're now starting to hear this being said by many people in Delhi as one crisis or the other keeps happening, you know, whether it's chikungunya or X or Y or Z. It's one thing to keep saying, oh, it's all the fault of the Lieutenant Governor and all the fault of the central government, but people are going to say, where is the leadership of the Aam Aadmi Party? Where is our Chief Minister? Can we be really happy in a situation where he's saying, I'm going to be in Punjab now and sorting out all of your problems there?
As a resident of Delhi, this city has gone to the dogs, right? I mean, all of us now walk around with our arms and our feet and our legs, and in case of someone like me, my head, sprayed with mosquito repellent. Because there is nobody in whose family there isn't somebody suffering from chikungunya or dengue. This city has become inefficient because of this. This city has now Potholes are coming up in all kinds of areas. You can blame anybody for it. Drains are overflowing. You can blame anybody from it. This city is now ruined. Phase 3 of the metro is delayed by God knows how much. It's the first phase to be delayed substantially. The important thing is, where is the government? Your chief minister and the government appear only to blame somebody else. Maybe their voters are still happy because they've given free this and free that. But I think this is the way the left ran Calcutta for 32 years and ruined it. And now, you know, they continue to get defeated, and they will continue to get defeated for a long time because people will take revenge. But the other problem with Aam Aadmi Party, I must say, is that I think it is not a party which is... I wasn't a critic of Aam Aadmi Party. I was a critic of the Anna movement, for sure. Aam Aadmi Party's weakness is it's not a party with foundational politics. What is the ideology of the party? Anti-corruption.
It's more agitational politics.
Anti-corruption can't be an ideology. I will not go back from Punjab until I send the Badals to jail. All right, send the Badals to jail. Then what happens? You can file a PIL maybe and send the Badals to jail if you have evidence against them. So this is, and in this hurry and this arrogance, Aam Aadmi Party has brought in everybody from everywhere, and that's why their wickets are, certainly they are being victimized. Certainly Delhi police, Home Ministry, everybody is waiting. Frankly, even that corruption case against Kejriwal's secretary, yeah. I'm not convinced that for a 3.5 crore case, you make such a big deal in this country. But having said that, but similarly...
So you're saying they are being victimized, but no, it's...
But similarly, there's no diligence because they have no foundational politics. So there are no workers. In Punjab, all kinds of people have... In Punjab, when this begins to unravel, a lot of old Khalistanis will turn up. They are there in Aam Aadmi Party. I know them.
Okay.
And I've written about them.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that issue about diligence and the politics of it. But Raghav, a very crucial and important point that has just been raised both by Aarti and by Shekhar. If you can't govern once you're elected, then there is a problem. Then you're not a political party which wants to win elections and govern. You are an agitational movement, which is different.
Okay. First of all, there is multiplicity of organization and responsibilities in Delhi. And as far and for example, Shekharji pointed out
it's
about you know
excuse,
the chikungunya, dengue, etc.
Now let me complete.
I need to make
was
three
built
four
in Delhi
points
with a multiplicity of authorities, and it was done.
May I please complete?
Yeah.
If you could give me uninterrupted 60 seconds, you would understand my point.
60 seconds.
Now, for example, when you talk about chikungunya, dengue, etc., the prevention of such diseases rests with the Municipal Corporation of Delhi ruled by the BJP. The curative aspect of it is with the government of Delhi and the government of India. So, therefore, all I'm trying to say is that, yes, there is multiplicity of agencies, and therefore that leads to diffuse responsibility. But that does not mean that Aam Aadmi Party or the government of Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi will stop functioning. Now, we have done some substantial amount of work in the sectors of electricity,
Raghav, in the sector of water, education, healthcare, and I can go on enumerating the things that we have done.
But the fact is, Mr. Chandra, just let me complete, please. The fact is that after the 4th of August High Court judgment and the notifications issued by the Modi government, the administrative, executive, legislative powers rest completely with the Lieutenant Governor, and the Legislative Assembly of Delhi and the Council of Ministers are only a debating society. Yet we are struggling day in, day out to perform, and I can assure you by the end of 5 years, the 70-point agenda that we had issued,
but we will match each and every promise.
That's point number one. Point number two.
Did these issues exist or not when you were governing in Delhi?
RTG, just let me complete, please. I am saying you vet our performance with the manifesto and the 70-point agenda that we had published before the elections, on the basis of which we came to power. Point number one. Substantial amount of work has been done in electricity, water, education, healthcare, and you know that, and you have extensively reported on it. And lastly, if the Chief Minister of Gujarat, the then Chief Minister of Gujarat, Sri Narendra Modi, can roam around the entire country and campaign for his party, what stops Arvind Kejriwal or Manish Sisodia to campaign for his party? If there is a vacuum in Gujarat or Punjab
or Goa, we would certainly capitalize. But that does not mean that we will abandon governance of a state.
But Raghav,
we will certainly campaign. We are well within our rights to expand to different states in India. And like any other political party, we would want to expand.
I know Mr. Kejriwal is wanting to political alternative in Punjab. I know him. I know Mr. Kejriwal would like to follow in the Narendra Modi model, starter from one state.
No, we don't want to. I'm just saying that if certain leaders have also campaigned,
but Mr. Modi, when he was traveling around the rest of the country, Gujarat was being governed effectively and efficiently.
And then he would go back to Gandhinagar every night.
Well,
every night.
And he'd go back to Gandhinagar and make sure Gujarat was running.
And he would address local issues.
As far as Delhi is concerned, all the ministers are in Delhi.
At least while he was reading,
Kejriwal has traveled to Punjab only 4 or 5 times. And we are well within our rights to campaign in Punjab. There is a political vacuum in Punjab.
Sitting here,
people want change.
I get it, but I'm saying I'm not 100% sure that you have to convince them that you can give them change in Punjab in a different manner than what has happened in Delhi. Sharmisha, I want to ask you.
Absolutely.
Give 2 minutes to give this example.
Because there is no left-hand governor in Punjab.
We all know that there has been almost an epidemic of dengue and chikungunya. Last year also, there was an epidemic of dengue, touching 16,000 cases. So this year, we thought probably the government would do something.
The monsoon arrived
on 29th June, 5th July, according to the PWD website. Only 30% of PWD drains desilting has been done.
May I quickly respond in 30 seconds, please?
This is their report.
With your kind permission, a Congress sympathizer moved the Delhi High Court on similar grounds. And the Delhi High Court issued notice to the government of Delhi. We gave a status report of the things that we have done. Delhi High Court reprimanded the MCD.
What do you say?
The Delhi High Court has not reprimanded the Delhi government. The Delhi High Court reprimanded the MCD for the lapses. This is the reality. It is as late as last week. So the fact is, our political adversaries are making similar noise.
Mayank Gandhi, can I get Mayank Gandhi?
There is a law of diminishing returns to playing victim all the time. You can't, you know, yes, you do get sympathy when you play victim, but you can't do it every time.
Mayank, I want to now come to you because you've been hearing this entire debate which is taking place and you're hearing the Aam Aadmi Party essentially, and this has been the position, we are being persecuted, we are being victimized and there is a vendetta against us, which may also, by the way, not be partially true, I'm not saying it's not, but going forward as a party, what do you think they need to be keeping in mind? Because there are certainly a lot of questions that are coming up around the way the party is functioning right now.
This debate that's been happening since the last 45 minutes is a kind of a microcosm of how Aam Aadmi Party is functioning. Ranting, shouting at people, immaturity, blaming everyone but themselves, no introspection, going outside and saying everyone is a villain except them. Let's say if you look at Delhi where we got 54%, in the MCD, we got 29. In the student, we got, I think, 5 or 7% votes. This time, student election, Aam Aadmi Party did not fight. And I've been going to Delhi and talking to the kind of people I used to campaign with, the auto walas, the ferry walas. All of them are so disappointed. I'm telling you, the Delhi government model, whatever they may say on social media and speak, on the road, it's going downhill. The party needs to introspect. And I can only remember what Arvind used to tell me. He used to tell me, Mayank, mere ko ek bhi intelligent aadmi party mein nahi chahiye. I only want people of Bharat Mata ki jai who will follow whatever I say. The result is this. The entire second rung leadership of Aam Aadmi Party is mediocre. There are no strong leaders in any of the states. And it is an Arvind Kejriwal and a few others who have to rush from one state to another at the expense of Delhi. This is not how a national party can be made. And also there has to be a kind of a waiting, understanding, growing. You want to grow and become the prime minister. And for that, you have to shout at the prime minister, tell him a coward, psychopath, so that you are pitted against the prime minister in front of the country.
Mayank, can I just ask you, so you having been such a leading member of the Aam Aadmi Party till you quit, what would be your sort of an advice right now going forward? And is it now the question which we started with, that the party is imploding? Would you agree with that? Or do you think that this is a challenge that the party has to overcome?
Imploding.
You shouldn't write it out too soon.
No, I think, I don't think it is imploding. B, I think they need to get rid of some of the second-rung leaders, replace them with intelligent, competent people, get strong local leadership, don't be insecure that the local leadership will take over the party or that Arvind will become lesser because of some local leadership, some strong secondary leadership. I think that insecurity, the reason to control everything, all of that needs to go. You have to grow. You have to have dissent within your party. You have to have debate within the party. Ashutosh used to tell me that har party ke ek hi aadmi ka awaaz hona chahiye. Agar aur koi awaaz karta hai, to usko party ke bahar nikal dena chahiye. I believe that's not the way to go. You have to have different voices, and from that texture, good thought process will come, good debate will come, good decisions will come. You can't say whatever Arvind says, if anyone says anything, usko piche laat maro. I think those are kind of things, Raghav, that are anachronistic to a modern democracy.
Okay, Raghav, let me ask you. So, words from somebody who's been a very close associate of yours and a former member of the Aam Aadmi Party, how would you respond to that criticism that's coming from him?
So, first of all, he talks about the mediocre leadership of the Aam Aadmi Party. Well, the Aam Aadmi Party comprises of the common man of India, the common woman of India. And if the common man and women in as far as they think is mediocre, then certainly the Aam Aadmi Party is mediocre. But the fact is that we are true to our founding principles. We never said that we will never make mistakes. Mistakes will be made. But the fact is that if any act of corruption, criminality, etc. is done, we will take action. We will not overlook mistakes, and we are still true to our founding principles, and that is what we have been doing. Point number two, we have our colleagues, our former colleagues who are no more with us, who have been leveling certain allegations against us or making certain comments. I would only advise them to be constructive in their criticism. If they did not get what they wanted in the party and therefore they are making such allegations, I think the people of India can see through that. And lastly, I would also like to say that as far as the Aam Aadmi Party is concerned, there is full internal democracy. I am the national treasurer of the party. I have been inducted in the highest decision-making body of the party, and I, for one, can certainly say that there is full internal democracy. Every voice is heard, we debate, we discuss, and it is only then that we collectively take a decision. There are divergent views, there is difference of opinion, but the fact is that we collectively arrive at a conclusion and we follow that.
Mayank, essentially what Raghav is saying is that the people, whether it is you or Prashant or Yogendra, or a lot of the people who were there, central members of the Aam Aadmi Party who moved away, is more or less said that it's because you didn't get what you wanted.
Vikram, I was the main person from Maharashtra, and I wrote a blog which said that there should be a gag order and the people of the party and the country should not be informed how Yogen and Prashant were kicked out. So to uphold the accountability and the participation and the transparency on which it was built, I wrote a blog which was a very clear indication to me that I am going to be kicked out of this party. If I wanted power, if I wanted to stay, I was already there. I didn't need to write that blog, but I felt that somewhere we had not come to form a party for power. We had come to form a party for principles. So when those principles were compromised, I had the courage of conviction to stand up, and knowing fully well that I'll be removed. So there is no post or position that I was or I wanted or something. I had a post which I kicked because I knew that that once I speak against the kind of things that are happening, the compromises that the party is doing. And the sad part is not that, I mean, people come and tell me practical hona chahiye party chalana hai to. And I'm telling you, when we won Delhi 67-3, we did not compromise. We compromised after we won. So somehow this thought process that if you want to be in politics, you have to compromise.
We were going
on the right track.
The people who left us before 2013 Delhi elections said that we are compromising with our elections. People who left us after the Delhi 2013 elections said we compromised with our principles after Delhi 2013 elections. People who left us in 2015 said we compromised with our principles before the elections. People who after 2015 say we started compromising with our principles after 2015 Delhi elections. People who left us in 2016 say we started compromising with our principles in 2016.
Okay,
the fact is that the Aam Aadmi Party is true to its founding principles. The people who do not wish to associate with Aam Aadmi Party, who do not find favor within the Aam Aadmi Party or do not get what they want, certainly level the same allegations that we are not true to our founding principles or the party is deviating.
You know for a fact that I wanted nothing and I want nothing. I did not join any group, nor will I ever join a group. I am just a well-wisher of the party and I am telling you something. try and introspect rather than attack me.
I am not commenting on. I am.
I don't.
Mr. Chandra, I have not commented on any individual. I have not even taken names.
You have to make a very introspective, matured way of functioning rather than this kind of a attack, hit back. That kind of a thing is not needed.
I think it's a good idea to have a big fight with all the founding members of AAP. And the real true picture will then emerge.
But there will and be people who would say that the BJP is also departing from its founding principles.
No,
you know,
do that with
I mean, let's not point. I think political parties really should not be pointing fingers at each other. It's like the pot calling the kettle
black.
You're about to second something that Mayank said.
I second Mayank's argument
that
the party does not realize that you have to have diverse views and pluralist views. And that is the real reason I left the party.
No political party can become a party without an ideology. Aam Aadmi Party does not take a position on any issue that requires an ideology. Kashmir is one. He talked about cow slaughter. What is Aam Aadmi's position on Haryana police, which has no crime in the state, apparently collecting samples from dhabas of biryani.
But frankly,
what is Aam Aadmi Party's position?
But Shekhar, right now, don't you think the Aam Aadmi Party needs more focus rather than doing it?
Hang on. No, but these are ideological, principled, philosophical questions.
Please go to aamaadmiparty.org and go to the press release section. You will find a press release on each of those issues.
You could attack him. Very simple, right? But what did Aam Aadmi say? Did Aam Aadmi Party ever say that shouting slogans can never be chargeable under the law of sedition? Did Aam Aadmi ever say we are against the law of sedition? Aam Aadmi Party said,
okay.
No, let me complete this. Aam Aadmi Party said, had we been in power, those who shouted seditious slogans would have been in jail, and those who did not would have been out under Modi ji's and Basi's government. Those who shouted slogans are at large, which means they've gone back to Kashmir. And those that did not shout those slogans are in jail.
Okay.
That's Kanhaiya and the rest. So what is the ideology of this party?
Okay.
Mr. Shekhar Gupta has become a serious critic of the Aam Aadmi Party. I would urge him to visit www.aamaadmiparty.org and tap on the press release section. He will find a press release on each of those issues that he has pointed out. The Aam Aadmi Party has laid down its crystal clear view. I would urge him to first visit the website.
I read your
Sandeep
Kumar. I hear every word spoken or written by your supremo. That is what I take as the word of Aam Aadmi Party.
But
tell me what he said.
There are other people also in the party. Apart from the national convener, there is a media department that issues a press release, a press note on a daily basis important issue.
What's your party's
position? You will be well equipped.
No, let's ask him what his party's
to comment on whether we have an ideology or a position on everything or not.
I'm asking a question, a common man's question. Do you think it's okay for an elected parliament in India, assembly, national parliament, to invite a man of religion, a sadhu, a maulvi, anybody, Granthi,
I will answer.
The entire hall in the hall of the assembly.
Okay.
Well, if there are certain people who have made certain sacrifices, who have relinquished the worldly pleasures and vanities and who have worked for the upliftment of the poor and the downtrodden, certainly everybody can learn something from them. It should not be restricted to one religion or one sect. People from across the spectrum should come and address various legislatures, parliaments, educational institutions, etc. But the problem arises when you follow one sect.
Come get final thoughts from all of you, and specifically on which direction you think in the next 3 to 6 months, you see the Aam Aadmi Party actually taking.
See, first of all, whether they introspect or not, they have to accept and internalize the fact that Delhi is in a kind of mess that Delhi hasn't seen for a very long time. Delhi is now missing, I'm saying something that will be outrageous for Aam Aadmi Party. Delhi is missing Sheila Dixit. Because the same system existed even in Sheila Dixit's time. But today, the number of chikungunya and dengue cases is not thousands, not tens of thousands. It's in lakhs. Our offices are emptying out because people are sick, right? She would have at least been in the hospitals, talking to patients, talking to families, going to localities, checking who's had seen a fogging machine or not. People want to see their government. That's one. The second thing is, Aam Aadmi Party is now becoming like any of the other new parties that we know, Samajwadi Party, Bahujan Samaj Party, Naveen Patnaik's party, Mamata Banerjee's party. So, you know, there's one sort of commander on a white horse in front. Then Kalu, Pilu, Tinda, Samba, everybody on other horses. The only one who counts is the guy on the white horse in front.
That's not particularly unusual. I mean, you could say the same about the BJP. No, you could say the same about the Congress
no,
party. You could
say the same about the Congress party. Certainly, that's my point. That's my point.
There's one dominant leader. It's not unusual.
That's my point.
You can say that with Congress.
That's my point.
Even if BJP has one supremo.
That's the point.
We are the only, you can't say.
That there's one big supremo in the BJP.
No, that's very dominant. It's not.
How
no,
is
no.
Party different?
Until 2 years ago, he was, until 3 years ago, he was a chief minister. The party and the people of the country elected him as a prime minister.
Okay. That they've done for everyone.
Now, okay, Aam Aadmi Party. Aarti, as somebody who's been a sympathizer of the Aam Aadmi Party, and you seem to now feel that they may have gone off into a wrong tangent,
yeah.
Can they get it back? Can they get their act back together, have a second act? Or
well, you know,
no.
I want to go back to your original question, is the Aam Aadmi Party imploding? I would say that it is too early to make that judgment today, okay? Because after the 2014 fiasco, everybody had written off Arvind Kejriwal. He was, people mocked at him, laughed at him and so on. And yet in 2015, they produced these astounding results in Delhi. And that was because they kept their head low in Delhi and they got down to some serious work on the ground where they were actually reaching out to people, building up some kind of a ground network. Now, if they do that in Punjab and if they do that in Goa, they don't have much time. In Punjab, they've had much more time. In Gujarat, they have some time. If they manage to do that, they could still spring some surprises. But I would still say that, you know, Arvind Kejriwal seems to be a young man in a hurry, to paraphrase what Devegowda once said about Sitaram Kesri. You know, he's still young. He doesn't have to become prime minister in 2019. So I think that he needs to focus himself a little better on governance issues and stop trying to win every election in sight.
Okay, Prime Minister.
Well, I think Aam Aadmi Party is a shining example of the proverb that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Before I get allow you to say a full comment, one of the things that you have, should actually be introspecting as a Congress party is that one of the reasons why the Aam Aadmi Party is so much in the headlines, it's almost as if it's a default opposition, though it's only ruling in one or two states. It's because the Congress party is really not being able to get its act together in becoming a really strong opposition to the BJP. Sometimes it seems that it's BJP versus Aam Aadmi Party, whereas at the national level, it should actually be BJP versus the Congress. You should be the dominant opposition.
I think
because of your own weakness in being able effective challenge.
I'm sorry, Vikram, here I completely disagree.
I thought you would.
No, but honestly, because Aam Aadmi Party and Mr. Kejriwal, other than just making noises and to grab media headlines, how exactly is he fighting BJP? At a national level, it is Congress which is doing it inside the parliament, outside the parliament. But in whatever, we had been reduced to 44, now 45. In spite of that, you know, Aam Aadmi Party, instead of, you know, Mr. Again, and I think, I don't know who pointed out that, you know, he wants to pit himself against the chief minister, against the prime minister, because he wants to portray himself
That's because your weakness is allowing him to do it.
No, this is, I don't agree, because, you know, ultimately it is the work which matters, and people of Delhi are getting completely disillusioned, and that is definitely going to reflect in Punjab.
It's also
Goa
sad that you don't have that many states where you can actually allow your work to speak for you anymore.
I mean, at least we
and
have
the one
got,
that
let's,
you
let's
do is not
that,
that it's not
we
that
have,
to keep on talking about Delhi, it's not that Bangalore is in much better shape.
I mean, if you are talking about a third front or a fourth front, that's a different issue.
Yeah, but I think the issue that you will agree with the issue that I'm pointing out, that one of the reasons why you can't write off the Aam Aadmi Party is that because the Congress is not being able
there is an impulse for change which Aam Aadmi Party can write. It is still there.
It's still there.
I think disillusionment is growing.
If you look at the voters who are going with Aam Aadmi Party, they were all actually Congress voters. And they just shifted their allegiance.
A serious course correction. Listen, the Congress doesn't exist, so please don't write over
everyone. In Delhi itself, you know, look at the corporation by election.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we have got like 5 seats, I've got 5, and BJP 3.
Okay.
So fine. Just within 1.5 hours,
so
the
Congress could bounce back.
The problem with the Congress also has been about its ideology. Because now you have a range from Manishankar Iyer to Manmohan Singh and P. Chidambaram. I think in a different way, it's the same problem in AAP. Because in AAP, you have people of various ideologies, various theories, but only one theory is allowed. And therefore, if you curtail democratic dissent and new suggestions, it is a problem. Secondly, the Aam Aadmi Party has to decide on what it wants to do first. Does it want to clean out Delhi? Does it want to make Delhi more livable? Or does it want to expand by going into Goa, Gujarat, Punjab, etc.? It can't do both at the same time.
So you, as a Aam Aadmi Party sympathizer, which one would you say they should do? I'm asking you for your suggestions.
What happens in Delhi and what achievements occur in Delhi will have an impact on other states. But what happens in other states won't have an impact on Delhi.
Okay,
so it should start off from its stronghold and
fix
then...
Delhi. So your advice seems to be very clear. Fix Delhi and only then think about moving elsewhere. JVL.
By the way,
can I just ask you, do you think in Punjab, because this is the feedback that I quite often get from talking to BJP or Akali Dal leaders from Punjab, that interestingly, and that brings me back to the point that I was making to Sarmesha, if you ask them who they see as the big challenger in Punjab, it's not so much the Congress party, it's the Aam Aadmi party. Now, maybe they're wrong in that assessment, but that is their assessment as of now.
No, I some months ago, maybe they had some kind of attraction. But today, with the kind of scandals that have hit the Aam Aadmi party and being seen as outsiders, you cannot project yourself as a chief minister in Punjab because you possibly think you can get a mandate there. If that doesn't happen, you want to go to Goa and become chief minister. If you fail there, you want to go to Manipur and become chief minister. So if one individual, if it's only one man's ego and super ambition, which has to be realized and everybody else has to be really curtailed, I think this is the kind of situation that you end up with.
Mayank, your advice and your suggestion for the party that you were once a prominent leader in.
See, if I divide this into three parts, as far as electoral is concerned, I think Aam Aadmi Party might do better. They might win in Punjab, they might do good in Goa and Gujarat. But the second part, which is governance, I think while they are doing reasonably good in education and medical, but it's just falling apart. Delhi is falling apart, its voters are falling apart. So as far as governance is concerned, I think they are just not doing well enough. And the third crucial part is the organization which needs to take the governance and the further growth in electoral terms. That is completely in shambles. So what will happen is maybe they may win this time, but because of poor governance, because of a terrible organization, one man driven, mediocre people around, the future may get very much disturbed. So while on a short term they may do well, but in a medium and a long term, unless they improve, and I think they can get their act together, there are reasonably good quality people who have come for the nation. If they can get their act together on the governance and the organization part, I think there is a good future. But that needs a lot of introspection and not hitting out and shouting at people, whoever opposes them. Somewhere the mindset needs to change and more maturity needs to come into the party.
Okay, more maturity is required. Well, Raghav, so with lots and lots of discussion about the Aam Aadmi Party and its future and a reasonable amount of Aam Aadmi Party bashing as well, so it's only fair to give you the last word on this show.
Well, a number of suggestions have been made, a number of criticism and critical statements have been made about the Aam Aadmi Party. We humbly accept it. We will certainly ponder over it. But the fact is that no election can be won without good governance and without a good organizational structure. So therefore, if the Aam Aadmi Party is electorally successful, it reflects on the governance as well as the organization of the Aam Aadmi Party. Number two, my limited experience in politics, and certainly I've only been with the Aam Aadmi Party and I will always be with the Aam Aadmi Party. What we have seen is that whenever there are ink attacks, whenever eggs are thrown on us, whenever there are fabricated stings, whenever our former colleagues make allegations, whenever our leaders are booked under frivolous cases, the Aam Aadmi Party has received overwhelming response. There is groundswell of support followed by electoral victories. This is what happened in 2013, this is what happened in 2015, and perhaps this is what will happen in the upcoming elections. And lastly, since many people on this panel have attempted to write off for the 100th time the Aam Aadmi Party, I would like to recite a couple of lines for my supporters, our volunteers, our members, our sympathizers. Ki rakh hausla, wo manzar bhi aayega. Pyaase ke paas chalkar khud samandar bhi aayega. Thakkar mat baith jana hai manzil ke musafir. Manzil bhi milegi aur milne ka maza bhi aayega.
All right, Raghav. Yes. So you essentially said that as the Aam Aadmi Party is attacked, more and more things are done, then eventually you get electoral victory. So that is partly, but that is partly again the victim card, and you know it could have worked once, twice, three times. But I guess
it cannot be limited to just winning elections.
But you can get,
you know, winning elections is the first step. The next step is to prove that you can govern.
You can keep winning despite and poor governance. Lalu won three, and the left front all won six, right?
I'll respond to that.
But eventually it comes down to governance. All right. Thank you all so much for having joined us. You've been watching The Big Fight. Let's see what actually happens going forward with the Aam Aadmi Party. One thing I can assure you, there will be lots of tamasha. And that's always perhaps been the case. You've been watching The Big Fight. We'll be back soon.